extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Courtney Dawson, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel, very good, thank you very much.
It's lovely to have you in the studio. For folks who aren't familiar with your mahi, you are a comedian, you are an awesome writer, and you're here to talk about food today, and also some awesome comedy that's coming up this weekend.
Yes.
So let's start with the food angle. What have you brought us?
So I've brought you something that's been banished in my family because it's so foul. I loved it as a kid. It was sort of like my dad's recipe that he would cook when my mum's like gone out for the night or something.
Oh, yep, nice.
It's called spaghetti and eggs.
Okay.
And what it is spaghetti and eggs. So it's basically like spaghetti pasta.
Yes.
Boiled for however long my dad decides to leave it on the stove.
I'm assuming more than the, like, you know, 2 to 7 minutes or whatever it is it takes to cook.
Absolutely. Yep. There's soft bits, there's hard bits, there's burnt bits.
Nice. The bit that sticks at the bottom of the pan.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the crunchy bits.
Yep.
Yeah. And then that gets strained and put into a giant bowl.
Ooh.
And it gets salt and pepper on it.
Okay.
Whilst the pasta has been cooking, my dad would scramble the eggs.
Okay, yes.
Probably, we've got a big family. I'm the oldest of five, so it's probably about 10 to 12 eggs.
Yep, that's a lot of eggs.
It's a lot of eggs, scrambled, put into the bowl. If it's a bit dry, chuck a bit of milk in there.
Oh, my God.
When you said spaghetti and eggs, I didn't picture the eggs being scrambled.
Yes.
What were you imagining?
I imagined lots of boiled eggs. Chopped in four and like sprinkled like little egg meatballs.
Oh.
I think that's the remix.
Yeah.
I think I might suggest that to my dad, say, mate.
I quite like what your dad's done is essentially done like a deconstructed carbonara.
Exactly.
It's just like, we don't need cheese in here, none of that nonsense. We just do the eggs, do the pasta, blah, there you go.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't hear that because he's going to use it as justification. I think that is actually a good meal. It's not.
You and your dad do comedy together. That's kind of cool. You have done a bit of comedy together.
Yeah.
What was the sort of reason for that kind of becoming a thing? When did you sort of think, oh, let's make this a show?
So, like, in 2017, so my dad's like a pretty hard out dude. He's like really like goal orientated.
Mm.
And so he did this massive walk for his company because it was like a walking competition. So he was like, oh yeah, I'm going to get 1 million steps. And that was what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So he did 1 million steps. He was waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and walking from Manurewa to his job in the city. And he clocked 1 million steps and he was like, yep, I've got it. Next challenge, comedy. I'm going to do comedy.
Wow.
So then he got involved in doing stand-up. He was doing it for about a year. And then he put on a fundraising show at the Manurewa Football Club for my younger sibling, who's a really amazing dancer. And he was like, girl, you should give it a go. And I was like, absolutely not. I'll never do that. But he forced me to. I wrote my set the day before.
Mean.
And that's where it all started. So that was in 2018. And then I did the Raw Comedy Quest and then won that in 2019. So it's been pretty intense couple of years.
So shout outs to your dad for kind of kicking you into that space.
Yeah, absolutely. When I first saw him do comedy, I was like, wow, you really are the man.
Yeah.
You really are the man.
Your eggs aren't, but your comedy is.
Yeah.
Your spaghetti eggs, I should say.
Yeah.
I feel like on its own, okay, the crunchiness of that spaghetti is slightly sus, but we've all had like it's the end of a long week and you haven't really got anything in the cupboard and you're like, we've got spaghetti, we can make this work.
Yeah.
But that coupled with the eggs, there's something so beautifully horrible about that. I'm kind of obsessed.
It's so, and it doesn't leave the bowl into separate smaller bowls. You all get forks and you just eat it out of the
amazing
big bowl.
Yes, the only way to eat it.
Yeah, and everyone loved it. All of the kids are like, yeah, can we have spaghetti and eggs tonight? My mum was like, you guys are sick in the head.
Was there ever any cheese sprinkled on it?
There was never any cheese.
No cheese.
You don't need the cheese.
No.
The flavour's all there, Zoe.
The flavour's all in the milk, Zoe.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
Was the milk just cold, straight on cold?
Straight cold.
Amazing.
Full cream?
Full cream always.
Yeah.
We never had any trim up in that, buddy.
No.
Never.
No. That was, I feel, for me, moving out of home, and my parents always bought the green top milk, and moving out of home, I was like, I can buy blue milk. I'm an adult now. I can do what I want.
That is the best part about being an adult, is making your own food choices. We always used to have the, like, budget Nutella, like Natalio.
Oh, yes.
So when I moved into my first flat, I bought a big-ass real Nutella.
Oh,
smashed
nice.
It.
Amazing.
Spoon in there.
Living the life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have got comedy coming up this weekend. Different, not your dad's not going to be there this time. He might be in the audience.
He is going to be in the audience, but we did ask him to help host, but he is got his own gigs, so he declined.
Okay, cool. But you've got a cool crew of people who are performing with you. Tell us about Pākehā, this show. What's it all about?
So it's me and three other Māori comedians, Bailey Turuwhenua, who just won Raw this year. Sorry, did I say Bailey?
Yes.
Sorry, I meant Kura Turuwhenua. Sorry, Bailey. Bailey Pocheng and Joel McCarthy, who were both finalists last year. And we basically got together. We've been doing some writing together, and there's not a lot of Māori in the comedy space, so we really wanted to showcase, hey, we're here, this is what we do, and sort of welcome other Māori and other people of colour into the space as well.
That's awesome. And you've got a few shows. One of them is pretty much almost sold out, so people better zoom to get those tickets. But where do people go, and what are the times and stuff, Courtney?
So 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. The Saturday show is the one that's almost sold out, so we added another show on Saturday at 9 o'clock, and nice. The tickets are on Eventfinder.
Fab. Thank you, Courtney, for coming in this morning, bringing us spaghetti and eggs. And a window into your world.
Thank you very much for having me. And I'll wait to see the posts of the spaghetti on eggs on your Instagram.
Yeah, I'm ready to see people's home versions of that. Thanks so much, Courtney.
Awesome, thank you.
Food for thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.